The Executive Secretary of the Ghana Integrity Initiative, Vitus Azeem, has welcomed the proposal by President Mahama to establish a corruption complaint center at the presidency. Mr. Azeem told Radio Ghana that it's important to have such a body since the president cannot be aware of what happens everywhere in the country. He hoped that such a center does not become a duplication of similar institutions mandated to check corrupt practices and conduct investigations. Mr. Azeem spoke to Rita Ampabing.
I believe that is a good idea. The president cannot have an ear for everything, every complaint of corruption that people have. So it would be good to have somebody that can listen to these complaints, decide whether they are credible, they need to be investigated, and then refer it to the appropriate authorities to carry out whatever investigation is required. Of course, people may see this as a duplication because we have the Commission on Human Rights and Treatment Justice, we have the IOCO, we have the police and other agencies that are supposed to conduct investigations into allegations of corruption and other criminal crimes. Some people still feel that they need the president's ear in some of these cases, and so some people might be sending complaints and writing to the presidency. And since he cannot address these things himself, it will not be out of place to have a body that will look at these things. We've had under President Kufuor the Office of Accountability. Even under the NDC, we had the policy unit. It is a good idea. I don't know the details of how it's going to happen, but it should not be a duplication.
You have even mentioned that during some previous governments, similar centers were established. But how effective has these offices been? And do you think this new one will effect any change or make any impact?
I wouldn't know whether it can make the impact. So that is a worry. So it would be good to act promptly on any allegations of corruption. And it should be good to have a transparent system, knowing that, these reports have been received and this action has been taken. The past ones have always been just to take a report and give it to the president as a way of controlling his own appointees. But I think we should go beyond that. It needs to have the confidence of the public so that they can continue to send these complaints to the desk.
Realistically, do you think if this center is established, will it have any impact at all since the president himself will have his own people checking his own people in government?
It's a bit difficult to make a judgment now. It is an idea that he has mooted, probably not even worked out the details of how this body is going to work. And so it may be too premature for me to say that it is a good idea or it's a bad idea. We probably need to wait a bit to see what is going to be involved. We need to see how transparent it's going to be, what prompt actions are going to be taken on complaints, how open it will be to the general public.
You know that bureaucracy has always been part of the public sector, and especially in government institutions. With this establishment, don't you think the bureaucratic system will be intensified?
It should not. If it's going to be business as usual, there will be no point setting up an additional body. It should be a body that will take 1 week to make preliminary investigations and decide which institution should be the appropriate body to refer the matter to. If it is Commission on Human Rights, if it is IOCO, if it is the police, if it is Attorney General, so that action will be taken. If it is the same normal procedure of going through bureaucracy, then I think it's not a necessary thing at all, because it will be a duplication of effort and a waste of public resources.
Vitus Azeem, Executive Secretary of the Ghana Integrity Initiative, was talking to Rita Ampabing Tete.